You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. How safe is using or driving for ride-sharing companies on the Central Coast? In the wake of recent arrests of alleged Uber drivers for rape and burglary, police are urging riders to pay more attention to who shows up to drive them. Local freelance journalist Dave Minsky drives for Uber to supplement his income. Reporting for KCBX News, Minsky brings us this story.
That's the sound of a ride request on the Uber driver app. I jump into my car, start the engine, and head towards the destination. People in San Luis Obispo have been depending on Uber rides for about 4 years. Lyft expanded to serve San Luis Obispo County in 2017. Many students find Uber or Lyft a convenient and safe way to get around, like Cal Poly student Nick Rechtel.
It's really convenient, too convenient. That's why I have to keep deleting it, otherwise my credit card bill just gets wrapped up with Ubers.
But lately, some have been feeling skittish about using the service. In January, the San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested 39-year-old Alfonso Alarcanunez in Santa Maria on suspicion of rape and burglary charges. Police say that Alarcanunez, an alleged Uber driver operating in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara, used his cover as a driver to rape at least four female passengers. According to SLO Police, victims included four Cal Poly students and one Cuesta College student. Police say he searched for parties in the city to find victims and used the Venmo app to take payment directly from the riders to disguise his role as an Uber driver.
Hearing that made me scared to, like, ride with male Ubers. And my roommate and I even had, like, a discussion about it, and I definitely feel safer with female drivers over men drivers.
That's Cal Poly student Cynthia Gonzalez. Alex Flores, who works as an Uber and a Lyft driver, says he's feeling the fallout from the arrest of Alarcanunez. He finds the arrest shocking in a city that has a reputation for being safe.
That's definitely a black eye for us drivers, but it's just all about teaching the younger population about rider safety. It's definitely increased awareness.
Since the arrest, Flores has experienced a noticeable change in ridership.
More of the female riders are now riding in the back seats rather than the front seats.
Cal Poly generally provides safety information and awareness to students specific to sexual violence, according to university spokesman Matt Lazier. Lazier says that includes highlighting the importance of verifying Uber and Lyft drivers before entering vehicles and only paying through official Uber and Lyft apps. Again, Alex Flores.
They need to check the type of car, the make and model, color of the vehicle that is coming to them, and their name, and most importantly, the license plate number.
According to San Luis Obispo Police Department Captain Chris Staley, police haven't had many problems with ride-sharing drivers. The police are still investigating whether Alarcanunez was working as an Uber driver or simply posing as one. Uber didn't respond to KCBX's request for comment on the case. And what about the safety of the drivers? Lawrence Schinderman is a retired computer executive living in the Napomo Mesa retirement community. He's been a part-time Uber driver for a couple of years now and says he has been delighted with what started as a lark.
To me, I call it my mobile ATM machine. So if you need a few hundred dollars for the evening, rather than going to the bank, I'll drive.
Schinderman finds his riders to be respectful and polite.
1,800 drives, 2,000 rides, the large numbers, and you're going to get a bad one here and there, but I've never had a really negative experience with them.
Despite the recent case, Uber driver Kyle Carter wants riders to know that most drivers are good people who are part of their respective communities.
Most of us, we have a sense of morality and a sense of decency that, you know, we really are just out there to make our money and just kind of get to know the people in the community around the area.
Carter says it would be an added burden on drivers if there was more regulation or business license requirements.
But at the same time, I understand if that's where we needed to go. Simply for having two daughters myself, you know, I'm kind of looking at the situation as how can we make it safe for the rider and the driver.
Reporting in San Luis Obispo, I'm Dave Minsky.
Alarcanunez continues to be held on a $1.5 million bail. His next court appearance is on March 12th. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.